culture.
Political polarization. Return to Gettysburg. In a bitter election year, Americans are turning to stories of civil war, both real and imagined.
California and Texas, calling themselves the Western Forces, have seceded from the Union. Other states are following suit. The president, installed for an unconstitutional third term, vows that the uprising will be quashed quickly. He harnesses the full strength of America's army and authorizes the use of drone strikes on civilians. The Western forces march on, determined to take the White House. Civil War arrives in cinemas on April 12th. The film does not offer an explanation of how this fictional version of America descended into chaos. Instead, it follows a group of journalists and immerses the viewer in the fog of war. According to Alex Garland, the writer-director, anyone who has followed American politics in recent years will know exactly what the fault lines and pressures are. Perhaps he sees no need to point out the country's bitter polarization, the loss of faith in the organs of government, or the threat posed by a former president who thinks democratic norms are for other people. In the wake of the attacks of January 6, 2021, when a mob of Donald Trump supporters stormed the Capitol in an attempt to block the transfer of power, the threat of insurrection has felt uncomfortably real. A full-scale civil war remains wildly improbable, given the strength of America's institutions and the professionalism of its armed forces. Yet according to a poll conducted by YouGov in 2022, 43% of Americans think such a war is at least somewhat likely to break out in the coming decade. Nearly 25% want their home state to secede from the Union. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Trumpier-than-Trump congresswoman from Georgia, has said that we need to separate by red states and blue states. In 2021, The Nation, a left-wing magazine, ran an essay titled The Case for Blue State Secession. For some Americans, then, civil war offers a horrifying vision of the future. This isn't just film. It's a premonition, one person wrote underneath the trailer on YouTube. Trump fans have declared that the movie is predictive programming, as there will be a civil war after they use illegals to steal the 2024 election. The film joins a burgeoning genre. Writers are gripped by the idea of a second American civil war. In a novel from 2017 by Omar El-Akkad, some southern states secede after the federal government bans fossil fuels. In DMZ, 2022, a miniseries, America is divided between the United States and the secessionist free states. In Flyover, an absorbing novel by Douglas Kennedy, which came out last year in France, it is awaiting publication in English, the United States has been succeeded by the United Republic and the United Confederacy. The United Republic is an offshoot of the Democratic Party and a purported bastion of progressivism on the coasts. The United Confederacy, its Republican counterpart, is a Christian theocracy spanning the Midwest and the South. What I am trying to do is just say, pay attention here, Mr. Kennedy reflects. It is not just storytellers either. Academics have also been ringing alarm bells in books such as How Civil Wars Start, 2022, by Barbara Walter, a political scientist, and The Next Civil War, 2022, by Stephen March, an essayist. Both assert that the Union is a fragile, rancorous state. The United States is a textbook example of a country headed towards civil war, Mr. March has claimed, pointing to, among other things, Americans' lack of faith in the merits of democracy. According to the Pew Research Center, a pollster, last year public trust in the federal government reached a near-record low. Many Americans prefer accounts of their country's actual civil war to speculation about a future one. Some 60,000 books have been published on that conflict, more than the number of soldiers who died at Gettysburg, the war's bloodiest battle. The fighting in 1861-65 holds a central place in the American imagination, says Frederick Logeval, a professor of history at Harvard University. Each generation since 1865 has assessed and then reassessed the meaning of the Civil War. Andrew Preston, a historian at Cambridge University, says the war is a touchstone whenever Americans are in a crisis. In the 1930s, amid the Great Depression, Franklin Roosevelt repeatedly invoked the conflict to underline the seriousness of the economic situation. He also intended to provide some comfort to the American people, for if their ancestors could go through hell and survive, they could too. During the civil rights movement of the 1960s, American politicians looked to Abraham Lincoln as someone who abolished slavery and acted with malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right. In 1963, Martin Luther King chose to deliver his I Have a Dream speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, to invoke the legacy of the president and to show that the fight for racial equality that Lincoln had championed was not yet finished. Yet, as divided as America looked in the 1930s and 1960s, Professors Logeval and Preston insist there was never any serious talk that a second civil war would erupt. Today, breathless histories of the Civil War advertise their lessons for the present day. In The Demon of Unrest, published later this month, Eric Larson adroitly chronicles the events in the lead-up to the South's secession in 1861. He follows a cast of characters and uses diaries and letters to trace their thinking. What I was trying to chronicle, really, is the forces that caused Americans to actually begin to imagine the wholesale killing of one another and how that came to pass, he says. During the research, Mr. Larson says he was struck by the similarities in political discourse between the mid-19th century and today. Several novelists envisioned that a civil war would break out between northern and southern states. Much as Mr. Trump's followers are convinced that the election of 2020 was stolen from him, southern states did not recognize Lincoln as the legitimate president, even though he had been democratically elected. This era of history is not some dusty old thing from the past. This is the story for now, says Mr. Larson. In looking to that past, many today yearn for a political leader like Lincoln. In 2022, John Meacham released And There Was Light, a paean. Last October, Differ We Must, an admiring biography by Steve Inskeep, became a bestseller shortly after publication. Both books emphasise that lawmakers have much to learn from Lincoln's ability to reach across divides. A prudent assessment of the risks facing modern America would focus on less dramatic ones, such as Mr. Trump's probable undermining of democratic institutions during a second presidency, or the spread of hate-fanning falsehoods. But civil war makes for more exciting movies. In Mr. Garland's film, the Western forces eventually reach Washington, D.C., and a bomb goes off at the Lincoln Memorial, ripping out the neoclassical columns.